Today is Ascension Day. If Resurrection Day, also known as Easter Day, is day one, today is day 40. And Pentecost, or Whit Sunday, is day 50. So I'm going to post a daily video starting today until Pentecost Sunday. For 40 days, Jesus appeared to his disciples. We learn about this in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and also in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. They're all in the Bible. Some of these appearances were to one person, some to small groups, some to larger groups, in one case 500 people at once. These appearances are all a bit strange. For one thing, they are appearances of someone who was dead and buried. You can't get much stranger than that. But they weren't dreams or visions, they were physical. We're told that the risen Jesus would eat food to show that he wasn't a ghost. And the risen Jesus doesn't seem to look like the Jesus who was crucified. His closest friends don't recognise him. Mary Magdalene recognises him when he speaks her name. Cleopas and his friend recognise Jesus when he breaks bread. Thomas recognises him when he sees the scars in Jesus' body. Another disciple recognised Jesus when he had a huge catch of fish. And even after all of these wonderful appearances, some of the disciples still doubted that it was him. Ascension Day, day 40, is the day these appearances stopped. Jesus did appear to people after this date, notably the Apostle Paul, but these physical appearances came to an end. His disciples were now satisfied, at least most of them were, that he was alive, and it was time to move on to something new. The story is told in the first chapter of the book of Acts, where it tells us that Jesus is lifted up before their very eyes, and a cloud hides him from their sight. The disciples stare into the sky and suddenly two men in white appear before them. We don't know who these two men were. Maybe they are the same two who appeared at the empty tomb in clothes that gleamed like lightning. The women who saw the two at the empty tomb were so scared that they bowed down with their faces to the ground. The message from the two men on Easter Day was, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" The message on Ascension Day is, "Why are you looking up into the sky?" So there are two places that we should not be looking for Jesus. The first is amongst the dead. He isn't there. The second is up in the sky, because we won't find him there either. So where do we look? Please do join me for part two. It will be posted at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.